From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to the third anniversary program of our first broadcast on Radio Star Country on the 5th of April, 1999. It's also the anniversary of my conversion back in 1964. So I'm going to be featuring my own story this month in our evening program at 9 o'clock, starting tonight. This is Easter Monday, and I would like to send greetings to all those who are gathering for the first meeting of the Easter Monday convention services in Martyrs Memorial Free Presbyterian Church. Perhaps some of you are listening as you travel there by car. May the Lord bless you and Dr. Paisley and give you a good day today. Here's a hymn that is centered upon the death and resurrection of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. It's Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross. And it's sung for us by the Reverend William McCrae and the Whitfield Choir. After the hymn, I will be turning to Mark chapter 11 and taking up again our Bible study. Here's the hymn, Jesus Keep Me Near the Cross.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. There a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring, it seems,
Going to read from Mark, the chapter 11, beginning at the verse 15. And they come to Jerusalem, and Jesus went into the temple, and began to cast out them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and would not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the scribes and chief priests heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people was astonished at his doctrine. And when even was come, he went out of the city. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Mark supplies us with information on quite a few little incidents that took place in the hours before the Saviour's betrayal and crucifixion. I would like to consider today his cleansing of the temple. The forcefulness of the Lord Jesus on this occasion is something of a problem for those who have been nurtured on the idea of the simpering sweetness that some deem holiness to be. The Lord Jesus was a man in every sense of the word. He here shows anger and assertiveness on this occasion, and justifiably so. His Father's house has been desecrated by those whose heart was set on earthly treasure with no thought whatever of God's honour and glory. Notice here the character of God's house. The Lord Jesus says, It is written, My house shall be called of all nations the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Verse 17. Please note the little phrase, And he taught them, saying. Even in this display of vexation, the Lord Jesus was still the teacher. God's house is a place of prayer. That is its chief function. It's a place where men hear the word of God and respond by prayer. Man does not talk to God by nature. Proverbs chapter 1 and the verse 24 records, God saying, I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. So it has been from the very beginning. Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, we read of Adam and Eve. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou? Sinful man has no inclination to speak to God. The definition of God's house, that it is a place of prayer, has been given it by the Lord. Therefore, man cannot take it on himself to change the character of God's house. Though he has done just that, today in many places God's house is a music hall, a drama centre, a cultural meeting place, anything other than a place of communion and fellowship with God around his word as he directs us. That's how it is set forth in the Holy Scriptures. See what the Saviour says in verse 17? It is written, What goes on in God's house must be according to God's word. That is important for us to note. Consider also the corruption of God's house. See what men turn God's house into, a den of thieves. The word thieves is a word meaning someone who steals openly. And openly, God's house was being corrupted. May we not say that today of many places professing to be the house of God? Money raising, appeals for funds, seems to be the chief function of many religious centres. But a much more serious form of thieving goes on in God's house, for God is robbed. Man has that which God requires of him, that which is God's due. Psalm 29, verse 2, Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. How many render to God that due? Not many. There are multitudes of men and women in our own country, never mind the world, who rob God of that honour and that glory and that worship which is his due. He is due obedience and reverence, our worship and our love. But how many live without a thought of God? Well, let me say this. One day, those dues will all be collected, and man will give an account of his failures. But also, when God's house is corrupted, it's not just God that is robbed, but man is robbed. When God's house is misused and taken over by sinful practices, then man is robbed. When the light of the gospel dims because of man's corrupting of God's house and its function, it is man that loses out. He is robbed of the news of salvation and the way to heaven. What a loss this is. Oh, that there might be a realization of this truth. Finally, consider the cleansing of God's house. It is something only Christ can do. Man's reform do little, but Christ can purge his house, and you will notice that none resisted him here. It's something that needs to be done continually. Christ began his ministry with just such an act, some 3 years before. It's recorded in John chapter 2 and the verses 14 to 17. And found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, Take these things hence, and make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. And his disciples remembered that it was written, The zeal of thine house hath eaten me up. He drove out these same corruptors on that occasion. There is a great need for Christ to come and purge his house again. I believe that there is a longing amongst his people for just such a purging. There is a weariness with the shallow thing that passes for Christianity. There is a longing for the Lord to move again by the power of his Spirit and cleanse his people from worldliness and corruption, so that they may once again become clean vessels and function as the channels of blessing to the world around that they ought to be. May the Lord answer such a longing very soon. Remember our program tonight. Join with us then. Goodbye and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.